And remembering awareness as you settle in, check in with your camera, where you are sitting. Remembering the awareness in just the ordinary, the simple, just knowing, aware of movement, aware of looking, seeing. Adjusting, having that last sip of tea before we settle in. And for our formal practice, finding your way to a posture that feels relaxed as it can be, and alert. Settling into the posture, remembering relaxation. And if it's supportive, perhaps scanning through the body and consciously relaxing. Any areas where there may be tension. As we gain familiarity with this form of practice, and as there is a kind of recognition of the value of relaxation, sometimes just a very gentle kind of inclination towards relaxation and a checking in of how is this body? Can support or incline towards a very easeful relaxation without actually consciously trying to relax. Almost more that as we recognize areas of tension and just know that, oh, there's tension there, we can sometimes feel it very naturally relax. Maybe sometimes dropping in an invitation, a request. May the body relax. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And opening to the recognition of being aware. Are you aware? And what is obvious? What is happening? What is already happening in this moment? Maybe with the relaxation of body, of mind, there can be a simple, very simple recognition, already aware. Experience already known. Noticing what's happening in this moment, what's most obvious, body sensations, mind state. Sound. As there's a little bit more ease to the mindfulness, more of an availability of moment to moment being with experience. We may start to notice, recognize that experience is not random. There are conditions conditions from the past, conditions from the present, conditions externally and internally that have shaped the what of experience, shaped what is happening. As there's a little more moment to moment awareness, we may begin to see some relationships between various aspects of experience. Not only how external things influence internal things, but how various internal things influence each other. How experience influences other experience. One way this can start to be seen, maybe one of the easier places to start to see these relationships, is the conditioning relationship between body and mind. A sensation arises, contacting one of our physical senses. A sound touches the eardrum with contact with our sense, that physical part of experience, that contact. The pitch and tone heard. The mind recognizing there's a sound, doing a little bit more, conditioned to do a little bit more to recognize what the sound is. Identifying the sound. Hum. Or bird. And the hearing conditions the recognition in the mind of what the experience, what is heard. A physical contact, a recognition of a pain, a physical unpleasant sensation in the body. The contact of the pressure or pulsing or stabbing or burning. The feeling of it is unpleasant. The not liking of that. Following on naturally conditioning. And the unfolding of these conditions, the unfolding, for instance, from a sensation to a unpleasantness, to a not liking or wanting to get rid of. That unfolding is influenced by our history. Influenced by our prior conditioning. We can just settle back and witness, observe the processes of body and mind, and perhaps have some curiosity about what actually is body experience and what is mind. The difference between the physical sensation, the unpleasantness, and the not liking of it. Aversion and unpleasantness, different things. Unpleasantness of a sensation and the aversiveness to that sensation, different things, different aspects of experience, one conditioning the other, and then the aversion further conditioning more unpleasantness. We start to see how our processes of body and mind affect each other. And in this process, the mind begins to learn that much of what happens is optional. That reactivity, for instance, to unpleasant, is a conditioned response, but not a necessary response. Our minds can and will learn when they understand that that conditioned response of aversion actually leads to more pain and suffering. Our minds begin to learn to let it go. So this process of watching, being with experience, seeing the relationships, the shaping, that happens between what happens externally, affecting the body, what happens in the body, affecting the mind. What happens in the mind affecting the body? What happens in the mind affecting other parts of the mind? Witnessing this, our minds begin to understand, to learn what processes, what shapings take us towards suffering, and what shapings take us towards more ease and peace. Our system naturally inclines towards the shapings of ease and peace. It's a great thing. This exploration, a simple witnessing, simple being with curiosity, curious to understand. This humanness. Very naturally transforms and moves in the direction of more. Happiness. Begins to undermine our confused beliefs and views about the nature of the world, thinking it as permanent, reliable. Related to I, me, and mine. Seeing the conditionality at work can be a little bit of a surprise sometimes. Seeing that an event in our bodies and minds just unfolds. That I didn't make it happen. I didn't decide for anger to arise, it arose. It begins to undermine, to poke holes in the belief. The view. Of the sense of self. And all of this unfolds from a very simple practice. We cultivate the steadiness of mindfulness. Steadiness of mindfulness, curious about what's this? Curious about the experience in and of itself. This establishment of mindfulness, this steadiness of mindfulness shows, reveals. The impermanent, changing nature of whatever is happening in this, in the moment. And so remembering the simplicity of the actual practice. What we do is very simple. what is revealed in that simple awareness. Can be so intricate and complex. But it is the simplicity of the awareness that allows the seeing of that complexity. We don't do the complexity. Just open to and receive. And noticing what the relationship is to that complexity. Sometimes seeing the intricate nature, the complex nature of what's going on, it can be confusing or daunting or scary even. And so the simple practice, notice what's here, recognizing awareness, knowing what's here, and then how am I in relationship? Confused. Anxious, disturbed, happy, easeful, interested, calm. Just continuing, recognizing awareness and what's happening.